Ohio Library for the Blind and Dimensions Newsletter. Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at Cleveland Public Library, 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Statewide toll-free, 800-362-1262. Phone, 216-623-2911. Web, http://olbpd.cpl.org. Twitter, @olbpd. Email, olbpd@cpl.org. Edition, Winter 2020. The Year in Review and Moving Forward to 2021. As 2020 comes to an end, many of us may be glad for the hope of a new year. For many, 2020 will be remembered primarily for COVID-19 and its impact on our lives, which seems so wide-ranging from person to person. Regrettably, continuing to live with COVID-19 may well carry over into 2021. COVID-19 brought about a 10-week closing of the Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, OLBPD. Once OLBPD was able to reopen, we worked through the backlog to quickly and safely resume mail delivery of reading materials to patrons. Likewise, the State Library of Ohio resumed mailing equipment to readers. The National Library Service, NLS, despite remaining closed to the public and staff working from home, continues to work on providing materials and support to network libraries, while also working on key initiatives and service enhancements for now and in the future. Statistics for 2020 may be down from a year ago, but they also show the resolve of OLBPD, the State Library of Ohio, and NLS to remain committed to our patrons and provide this service at the highest level to our readers even when conditions and situations are beyond our control. When considering all of the behind-the-scenes activities to operate under the current COVID-19 conditions, our reasons for doing so simply come down to being able to provide our readers with this service. All three agencies understand its importance. Being closed simply helped reinforce its value. Likewise, all of us sincerely appreciate our readers' patience and understanding. Essentially, right along with us, they also have had to endure and deal with their own disruptions caused by COVID-19. Among them, the unexpected 10-week period of not receiving books through the mail. It is amazing how much can change in a year. Last year, we were excited about the development of next-generation talking book players and the promise of new technologies being incorporated into our service. Traditionally, we typically share our annual statistics to demonstrate to our readers how hard we work to provide them with this service. This year, we will forego the statistics since our successes in 2020 cannot really be measured by our numbers. Instead, we will measure this year by our joint resolve to get through these times together with kindness, patience, and understanding. Nevertheless, our annual pledge to our readers remains the same: to continue providing our readers with the best service possible and working hard for an even better 2021. COVID-19 update and preparing for potential closures. As current COVID-19 restrictions continue to escalate in response to the increased number of cases throughout the state, we are receiving calls from patrons concerned about OLBPD closing. At this time, OLBPD is operating at normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but patrons are not permitted inside the building. Library materials are being mailed and received. However, conditions are fluid and rapidly changing by the moment. If OLBPD needs to close and library staff are not permitted inside the building and required to stay home, we will update our phone greeting and web page alerting patrons that we are closed due to COVID-19 precautions. These are the two best sources to find out our current status. Any email message sent requesting information about our status or for service will be answered as soon as possible. If the building is closed, then no materials will be mailed or received until we are allowed access back into the building. We understand the importance and need for books to go out through the mail, but please hold off leaving phone and email messages requesting books until we reopen. Also, hold on to any items you have until the library reopens. Be sure to check with OLBPD before returning books to avoid being left with nothing to read, even if it means reading the same books. Now is a good time to remind patrons of what they can do to prepare in case the library needs to close. The following advice includes suggestions for those with and without access to or interest in computers and technology. Number 1. Order more than you need. Patrons are allowed to check out up to 50 items. Keep in mind the amount of books you would like to have on hand ready to read, along with those that are on their way to and from the library. Generally, it is better to have books waiting for you to read than you waiting for books to read. The loan period on items is 6 weeks, and these due dates can be extended. Items are not considered lost until they have been on loan for more than 6 months. Number 2. Downloading books from Bard. If you are comfortable using technology and have access to the internet, a computer or smartphone or tablet, then consider registering for Bard. Books can be downloaded to a computer and played on the Talking Book player, or downloaded and played through Apple, Android, and Amazon Fire smart devices. Bard patrons were able to download and listen to books during our closing, and patrons should be able to download materials in the event of another closing. Number 3. Recruit a Bard buddy. Ask a family member, friend, neighbor, caretaker, or someone you trust that is willing and knows how to use technology to help download books for you. As long as you give them permission, they can access Bard on your behalf to download reading materials for you. Books can be downloaded to a USB thumb flash drive and played through the USB port on the right side of the Talking Book player or through a mobile app. Ohio invited to test Braille e-readers. The National Library Service, NLS, has invited Ohio and its Braille readers to be part of the Phase 2 testing for the Braille e-reader pilot project. The pilot start date is still being determined, and distribution details are still in the planning stages at this point. Initially, active registered Braille readers will be contacted by OLBPD staff to inquire on their interest in participating. Any readers actively receiving Braille from OLBPD or downloading Braille reading materials from Bard are eligible to participate, and enough e-readers will be made available for all Braille readers who wish to participate. There is no need to register or be added to a list to participate in the pilot. Braille patrons may also decline participating in the pilot. Braille patrons will be testing the Zoom Max e-reader. The HumanWare e-reader will not be distributed as part of this pilot. The Zoom Max e-reader will have 20 sales and a Perkin-style Braille keyboard. Participants will be able to download electronic Braille books from Bard directly to the device. There will also be an option to receive electronic Braille books loaded on cartridges from OLBPD to read using the e-reader. Participants will take part in routine surveys as part of the pilot to provide NLS with feedback on their experiences which will be used to shape how NLS will distribute e-readers nationally to patrons. The purpose of the NLS Braille e-reader pilot is to test the functionality of the e-reader devices, collect feedback from pilot patrons, and validate distribution processes at network libraries. OLBPD will provide more information as the pilot moves forward. In the meantime, patrons who read Braille and are interested in participating will need to be active Braille readers with the library. Patrons can confirm or verify their Braille status by contacting OLBPD. Exploring more remote library programs in 2021. OLBPD is interested in patron feedback on whether we should expand our selection of remote programming beyond our monthly adult book chats and add more programming options in 2021. We want to learn if patrons are interested in participating in library programs remotely from home, what types of programming patrons are interested in, the ways in which patrons would prefer to participate remotely, such as over the phone or online meetings like Zoom or Microsoft Teams, and what days of the week are best to offer programming. Patrons have a few options to provide feedback on remote programming. First, patrons can respond by simply contacting OLBPD by phone or email. The other option is to visit the OLBPD homepage at http://olbpd.cpl.org and select the patron survey remote library programming link. Following this link will take patrons to a brief online survey consisting of 4 questions. Thank you for taking time to share feedback as we look to gauge interest in developing and expanding more programs to readers throughout the state. OLBPD Holiday Reading List. Here are some holiday and seasonal titles for readers to enjoy during the chilly months ahead. Please remember that these titles may contain descriptions of sex, strong language, or violence. Christmas Caramel Murder by Joanne Fluke, DB87797. Cozy Mystery. The Noel Diary by Richard Paul Evans, DB89832, Gentle Fiction. The Christmas Light by Donna Van Leer, DB89967, Gentle Fiction. Santa in Montana by Janet Daly, DB83576, Romance and Family. The 12 Clues of Christmas by Reese Bowen, DB93490, Cozy Mystery. Homeward Hound by Rita Mae Brown, DB99425, Cozy Mystery. Go Paperless, electronic versions of the OLBPD Dimensions newsletter are available from our website in audio, braille, and large print. Patrons can be added to our email list to receive notice when the next edition is available. Season's greetings. Wishing all of our readers a happy holiday season and peace, good health, and good reading in the new year. This completes the newsletter.